AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A manhunt is underway in Houston, where a deputy sheriff was gunned down while pumping gas last night.
It strikes us in the heart to simply be a target because you wear a badge and for no other reason hit you where you live.
Deputy Darren Goforth was pumping gas when a man approached him from behind and fired a number of times. Police are reportedly searching a home near the gas station, but so far, no arrests have been made. New Orleans and the Gulf Coast are remembering the devastation of Hurricane Katrina and celebrating the revival of the region 10 years after that storm hit.
As soon as we finish this, we're going to get back to work. There will be 10,000 volunteers on the streets of the city of New Orleans today. Neighbor helping neighbor, American citizen helping American citizen. Because at the end of the day, this is really a story of resurrection and redemption.
That's Mayor Mitch Landrieu. More than 1,800 people were killed in that storm. Another storm has wreaked havoc in the Caribbean. Tropical Storm Erica is blamed for at least 20 deaths on the island of Dominica. What's left of that storm is now moving toward Florida.
Florida will likely get locally heavy rains, 3 to 5 inches of locally heavier amounts of the southern part of the peninsula anyway. And gusty winds, these conditions will likely start tomorrow.
That's National Hurricane Center forecaster Jack Bevan. In France, there is an agreement to boost security on trains after three Americans stopped a terrorist attack on a high-speed train earlier this month. The French Interior Minister says European countries will be increasing ID checks and baggage checks on trains. That announcement comes after an emergency meeting today in Paris with top security and transport officials from 9 European countries. The FBI is now investigating a disturbance on board an international flight to Germany from Las Vegas. The pilot landed the plane at Denver's airport after declaring an emergency on board. All of the passengers are safe. That plane did resume its flight to Germany after it refueled. This is AP Radio News. Federal Reserve Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer is leaving the door open for a rate increase in September. At a speech at an economic conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today, he said the factors that have been keeping inflation below the Fed's target rate have likely begun to fade. The New York Air Show is honoring a pilot who died when his stunt plane crashed during practice.
The NTSB is investigating what caused Andrew Wright's plane to crash. Meanwhile, Kathy Bassett, the PR director for the New York Air Show, says the event is going on through the weekend with tributes to Wright, including a moment of silence.
He's definitely in our hearts and minds here today, and all of the pilots out here today, most of them knew Andrew. You know, this is a tight community.
Ben Granucci of NYCAviation.com was watching Wright perform mid-air tricks and says the pilot was doing a corkscrew climb when he slowed down and eventually spun to the ground and crashed. Julie Walker, New York.
And a man suspected of the death of his former girlfriend in 1991 in North Carolina has been arrested in Atlanta. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio.